Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk. God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Gloria, 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 Gloria.
collect set for today together. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, keep your children born of water and the Spirit faithful to their calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9. Here is my Spirit, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See the former things that have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's Gospel comes from Matthew chapter 3 and verses 13 to 17.
Glory to Christ our Saviour.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now. For it is proper for us to do it this way, to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. The image of Jesus coming up out of the waters of baptism reminds us that we are all born of the earth and are made of earth and water and air. We have our internal organs, but we also have our external organ, which is the earth, the planet, without which we cannot survive for a moment. We are all interconnected. The Spirit descends and gives us life and connects us to one another in God. This prayer of blessing is by John O'Donohue. Before a human voice was ever heard here, this place has known the respect of stone, the friendship of the wind, always returning with news of elsewhere, whispered in seed and pollen, the thin symphonies of birdsong softening the silence, the litanies of rain rearranging the air, cascades of sunlight opening and closing days, and the glow of the moon gazing through darkness. May all that elemental enrichment bless the foundation and standing of our home, and may healing and blessing spread out from this place today. Before we came here, this place has known the wonder of children's eyes, the hope of mornings in troubled hearts, the tranquility of twilight easing the night, the drama of dreams under sleeping eyelids, the generous disturbance of birth, the anxieties of old age unclenching into grace, and the final elegance of calmly embraced death. May the lives of all those gathered here and those our lives touch enter into this inheritance of spirit. And may healing and blessing spread out from this place today. May the rain fall kindly. May daylight illuminate our hearts. May the darkness never burden. May those who dwell here in the unseen watch over our coming and going. May our lives of love and promise refine and deepen the mind of this land. And may healing and blessing spread out from this place today. Deep peace of the running wave, deep peace of the flowing air, deep peace of the quiet earth, deep peace of the shining stars, deep peace of the gentle night, moon and stars, may they pour their healing light. Deep peace of Christ, the light of the world. Deep peace of Christ. We share these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Blessed is the one who comes in.